six.
Item six is from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, informational monthly update on departmental waivers. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. Rita Webb, Director of Community Business Development Partners. What you have before you is our monthly update relative to waivers that we have had the opportunity to review for the department. This month you have 3 months. You have December of 2010. We have January and February. So what I'd like to do is go over it and note certain things. For the month of December, we note that we reviewed approximately $10 million worth of contracts. We reviewed $10 million worth of contracts were basically awarded. Of those, we reviewed approximately $996,300. We approved one contract for DBE waiver with no DBE participation. That amount was $9,500, which equals approximately 6.2% of the total. We're pleased to note that. For the following month, for January, there were approximately $27,140,000 in contracts that came by us. Of those, we approved approximately $1,481,258 contracts that have no DB participation because of the specialization of the contract. There were a couple of contracts that we did not have the opportunity to review that basically came to our attention via the 1684 forms, and those contract amounts were $76,500. And the total percentage waived for the month of January 2011 is 5.74%. For the month of February, there were approximately $22,126,816 in contracts that have come to our attention. And of that amount, we reviewed and approved waivers for $216,300. However, we noted also that of that amount, the total amount that we didn't have an opportunity to review and have input and assist were approximately $7,302,567 that came from the Sheriff Department. So what we've done is contacted the Sheriff Department and offered our assistance and trying to resolve why this happened and how we could prevent it from happening in the future. Because sometimes we only know about this when 1684 forms come to our attention, and that's after the fact. So we believe all departments know about the county process, so we contacted the Sheriff Department and seeking to work with them so this doesn't happen in the future.
Any response from the Sheriff's Department about how they let $7 million in contracts go through
without? We're still awaiting their reply. We have sent a communication. I can share that with you. And we're seeking to work with them relative to that.
I have a comment because I'm the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and the Judiciary Committee is the policy committee for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, and I too will be waiting for this information that would be forthcoming, because usually the Sheriff's Department throughout the years, because there have been questions with respect to meeting DB requirements, that they have tried to be diligent in doing so. So I, too, am anxious to see what is to be said as it relates to these contracts. The other thing, Ms. Webb, do you have any sense as to what the percentage of minorities and women are for the Wisconsin Community Services Organization? Do you have any sense?
Whenever we waive a contract, if it's a nonprofit organization in particular, we ask for their ethnic and racial breakdown relative to EEO participation. So if any particular question you have, I can provide you that. We have that supporting documentation in the files.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Because that's a way by which some of us will be satisfied as it relates to contracts. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the Transportation and Public Works Committee, we had just a small conversation that dealt with the residency, and I was just wondering if you could make a comment on if you thought from your time reviewing these different contracts that if we put a sharper focus on the residency requirement, that we would reduce the numbers of waivers?
You won't reduce, per se, the number of waivers, but you'll have county residents participating in contracts, which is a good thing because you'll have county residents who can basically contribute to the contracts. So anytime we can assist county residents be employed on county contracts, I think that's a good thing.
But at the, as you have gone through these different waivers and stuff, and the companies that have we've granted waivers to, there you haven't seen an overwhelming number of them being companies from outside Milwaukee County versus companies within Milwaukee County?
I would say on the nonprofit side, there's usually a local participation. Whenever medical services or, say, drug and alcohol or various services to the courts, we see local participation, even when we waive the contract. So we're pleased to say that. If there's a large contract that an outside contractor is doing, they usually have some local presence. So there is usually some local involvement, but it does help to say for Milwaukee County, County Board of Supervisors to donate construction contracts that there be county residents involved to the rate of 50%. Presently, that's not our responsibility, but we are working with the Department of Transportation and Public Works to involve ourselves at the request of the chairman, at Chairman Mayo's request.
Right. Just for the committee, because I do think that, one, I would hope that one day we would reach a goal of 100% of our contracts are for Milwaukee County residents. It's their tax money being spent. They should get the benefits of employment from that spending. And I think we might be able to actually make greater inroads on the equality question by focusing on our residents, given our demographics, that we're more likely to be successful by focusing on providing jobs for Milwaukee County citizens. So I just think that that's an important direction to go, and I don't want us to lose sight of the residency piece, because I think it has other ripple effects that are positive for Milwaukee County when we focus on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Thomas has something to say. Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize for being late. Just following up on what Supervisor Weishaupt said, is there a way that we can use residency as an alternative instead of just giving an outright waiver to some of these communities?
Whenever, before we grant a waiver, I confer with the chairman, and we always look for, if we don't have direct opportunity, we look for indirect opportunity. Okay. An indirect opportunity may be what is the representation of Milwaukee County residents, and what is the EEO or affirmative action, and what is the social or economic demographics of your workforce. So we do find that as a indirect participation if all else fails. We note that whenever we grant the waiver that there is there's the representation of the staff or the board has diversity and that it is local.
Is another indirect opportunity purchasing supplies, equipment?
We do that often with the medical college where various departments at Milwaukee County buy things from the medical college, medical expertise, and we don't have any medical parties presently certified, so we have had good success with the medical college relative to their indirect participation in other areas of supplies, janitorial services, maintenance, and things of that nature.
Okay. Is there any recourse as it relates to the Sheriff's Department and maybe any other department that may somehow miss $7 million worth of participation or whatever it is? Do we have any recourse, or is it just more of a slap on the wrist and oops, we'll try better next time?
Presently, we don't have any recourse, official recourse. We seek to work closely with the Sheriff Department. We had had some good, we had developed some cooperation prior to Kevin Carr leaving. We're seeking to redevelop some a strength of cooperation with someone in a ranking position at the Sheriff Department to assist and help us watch out for help staff basically know that there is a requirement that Milwaukee County expects and has a process and procedure for DV participation. And prior to letting a contract, you should submit over your commitment form, and we can assist you. You can basically tell us what you're looking for. We can help you exhaust, or if it's not direct, then indirect participation on these contracts. Mm-hmm. So we are seeking to basically have a strength identify other our parties in the Sheriff Department that we can work closely with.
Okay. Final question, Mr. Chairman. In February, there was basically a 34% waiver.
That's correct.
Is there any way that, I think 34% is excessive, and you've already discussed indirect opportunities to kind of offset such a high percentage. I guess my question is, how can we avoid 34%? Is there any way we... I think we should really try to cap it at almost 20%, 15%, whatever the number is, but 34% is
what we could... we basically learned about these contracts because we received 1684 forms, which come to us from the Department of Administration. So maybe we could develop a system with the Department of Administration. If there's no DBE review of this contract prior to your making any payments, that you not allow this contract to go forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along that line, that's an option I was thinking of. I was also thinking of another option, which would be if there's no one to throw out there, if there is no request for a review by your department. I mean, it's one thing if they do follow the process and you waive it, but if they don't even come, another option might be that DAS initiates a fine against the department and that those funds go into funding your operations. I think that's kind of an interesting way of trying to get people to remember. It's not just, you know, so it might not stop. And I'm not saying either one is better than the other. I think one of them would prevent a contract going through, so you might get, you know, repercussions that way. This other option wouldn't necessarily stop the contract, or maybe both. I mean,
I'd be certainly happy to explore that with you.
Yeah, I'd love to sit down with you and try and anybody else on the committee that might be interested in talking about it. Maybe we can sit down and meet. And because I think that part of this is institutional memory, and it shouldn't be. I mean, it should be as simple as ABC, and most departments know they have to run their contracts through the legal department. So I want to get, if we're going to get at that routine, and they're still not, you know, and if the issue here is that Inspector Carr left and new people came in, I don't want you to have to start from ground zero each time. So that's what I came up with last night as I was mulling this over, is that maybe the county board grant the authority to, if it's not even requested prior to the contract, that there's some sort of payment from that department directly into your department to help fund additional outreach or whatever use. I didn't think of the contract not going forward, but.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To follow up on what Supervisor Bruin said, and Inspector Schmidt, Mr. Preeby, John Preeby, and Molly Paul have been with the Sheriff's Office for a while, and even though Ms. Webb alluded to a change in the management of administration, I think that they know what should happen. They've been before the Judiciary Committee enough times for them to know what should happen, Finance and Audit Committee notwithstanding. So I believe that I'm just going to have to call Inspector Schmidt to get some sense as to what happened. And if he refers me to Mr. Preeby, then fine. But this bothers me to the extent that the amount is what it is, and there's no need to circumvent processes that are in place in order to get something done. So that's my position, and that's what I've said, and I mean that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions, comments from the
I'm not sure if we have a motion, but I think to receive and place on file, so the rest of the board will.
It's all on Legistar now, so yeah. That we've been told that we shouldn't make that motion because all files go to the board now.
That's okay.
A process question. Right. Am I correct? Sorry, that was the direction I had been given. Supervisor Burns.
Thank you. There's an exception to that, which is if a committee wants the material to be highlighted, then in the original communications they were encouraging or saying, of course, if you could still receive and place on a file. The other way is if you ask that it be flagged. That's the only other thing I could think of, to somehow send a memo by the committee to members of the board saying, please note this report, you know, versus making a motion to receive and place on a file. The committee could decide to ask staff to
distribute it separately.
Or just send a memo to the board saying, please note the report on file, da 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 da. So, but the reading the original communication from Mr. Cooley, I believe, said that if you, you know, want to speak on it on board day or have a particular highlight, you could still receive a placement on file.
Okay.
Supervisor Johnson.
Well, I defer to Supervisor Weishaupt since he had the floor. He made the original motion, but I'd like to speak to it if he's finished.
Sure. Whatever the committee's pleasure, I just think that because this percentage is so high and it was because of an oversight from the department, the sheriff's department, that I would just like to highlight that for my colleagues, and
okay.
If they want to speak on it on board day, that would be great.
What is the mechanism to have the item show up on board day?
I'll get clarification because I am not sure myself. I'm not sure what the memo stated as far as receiving place on file motions go right now in Legistar. So if you want to make the motion to receive and place on file and vote on it, that's fine.
Okay.
And it will go to the board. And then we'll get further clarification for the next meeting.
Good. Mm-hmm. Motion is receive and place on file.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7-9-0, no. Side will be received and placed on file.
All right, very good. Sorry for that confusion. We'll work through that.
Before
I turn around, just note the presence of Supervisor-elect Ian Biddle of the 10th District in the audience. Thank you. All right, with that, we're adjourned.